This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast all over the country this weekend. However, and wherever you're hearing us, thank you very much from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Always Tomorrow's News Tonight. And I'm also broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean, around the world via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. And this is the show that started it all 20 years ago, the Saturday show, and we're still on Saturdays, and we're still all around the country at all our original stations and all the ones we've added to. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working, helping in the coronavirus effort and the fight all across America. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse and factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, all those people working in the oil fields and all the roughnecks all around the country and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and jump on into the chat room if you want to talk to us. And don't forget, you can Google us and find us anywhere you can humanly think of on the internet. We'll be right back. Let's see here. Kyle Warren. There he is. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yep. Hey, somebody. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we're going to start this with a broadcast that I'm going to gear directly. I'm going to gear this news story directly at my listeners in Detroit, Michigan, listening to us on 1400 The Patriot. Folks, you've got a governor in that state. You need to get rid of that governor. If there's a recall effort going on in that state, and I think there is, you need to sign that petition. You need to get the names up there. You need to get her name on the ballot and recall that governor. She is not a friend of yours. She is not representing you properly. I know it. I'm down here in Florida. I see it. I hear it. And then to top everything else off, Kyle, the Michigan state representative whose life was saved by the use of hydroxychloroquine, her life was saved, okay, is being thrown out of the Democratic Party in Michigan because she went to see the president and sing his praises and thank him for approving the drug.
Isn't that something? And by the way,
that is un-American.
Well, absolutely. I'd like to mention as well that even Governor Cuomo in New York has allowed doctors to use the hydroxychloroquine.
Easy for you to say.
Well, exactly. But here's something else, Captain. One of the people in the Detroit's 13th congressional district, Democrat Party, they are saying this this particular thing. Quote, talking about this state representative, Karen Whitsett, they say, quote, at the end of the day, we have political systems. This is 13th District Chairman Jonathan Kinloch said. We have political parties, and political parties exist for a reason. Representatives belong to the members and the precinct delegates of the Democrat Party.
Hold it. People are elected to represent the people that they get elected by, not a particular party. Now, whoever's saying that, and again, Michigan, I hope you're paying attention to me. You need to vote these bums the hell out of office. If they've got an attitude like that, That's not an American attitude. That is a socialist, one-minded, my way or the highway attitude. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. And so the whole idea is that they believe that this state representative, Karen Whitsett, she broke protocol by meeting with the president. So, Captain, last time I checked, don't you think that free country, and especially under this horrible emergency in which we find ourselves, that people are free
yeah.
to meet with the
and
president?
And there's more to the story here, Kyle, because the hydroxychloroquine that they're talking about is a pill that costs 93 cents. It is working everywhere they're trying it, not as a last resort, but as something that they give them right away when they come down with the symptoms. The military's been using it for quite a while. It's been working very well. Other hospitals and doctors have been using it. It's been working very well. And they've come up with this new drug that costs $900 a pill. They're trying to push that. Why? Because Big Pharma stands to make a fortune. And look at the money. Look at the people that are invested in the damn drug that's being suggested by the Big Pharma. The money that's in there. The companies that invest. What am I trying to say here? The different investment companies, the firms that invest money in there for their people that have signed up in their different programs and whatnot.
Oh, right. Investment firms. Yeah.
Well, look at the firms that are in there. Look who they represent. Look at who some of the people are. It's people like Nancy Pelosi. It's people like Chuck Schumer. It's people like, for God's sake, George Soros. It's very easy to find out because their names are there. All you got to do is look and see the organization, who it is, and then see who some of the investors are, and boom, their names pop up.
Right. Well, and again,
and if I can do it, they can do it.
Well, sure. Well, and of course, President Trump mentioned this, you know, early on in the press briefings, and that was simply just not acceptable to the mainstream media and to the Democrat elite. The president was not allowed to make any suggestions, especially in a time when, hey, we've got people dying. Something might work. It shows promise. It's been through the FDA, all these kinds of things. Why not try this in a controlled fashion, of course, and find out? But because, I'm convinced, because Trump suggested it, they were going to be against it to the bitter end.
And the people in Michigan that are listening to me right now and our affiliate, especially the one in Detroit, where this state representative is out of, you need to stand behind this state representative. If they want to vote her out of the Democratic Party, that's fine. They will gladly welcome her in the Republican Party, and she would be an asset because of what she's been through. Democrats are evil. They're proving it just by this. Kyle, hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch weekend edition. And remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. And when somebody wants to trample all over our rights, that's our rights. Us, we the people. We can't let them do it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, who's hanging on my phone line. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with some nagging pain and you don't know how to get rid of it and you've tried just about everything under the book, you're taking a handful of ibuprofen or whatever it is you're taking, or maybe you're taking some pain medication and maybe you shouldn't have to take it, because this all-natural product I'm about to tell you about, Relief Factor, will take care of you pronto. Yeah, I've been taking it now for 4 years. 4 years, and it works for me. I took it before I started my show because of the problem that I have with the pains that I have, plus the new additional problem I have on my left ankle and foot, which is starting to get better, thank God. But anyway, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It only costs $19.95. You can get on it right away, be on it in 2 or 3 days. Try it, and you'll know in a couple of weeks' time whether or not it's going to work. If not, you're only out $20. But let me tell you something. 82% of the people that order it from me and the website that Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, gave to me, 82% of the people that order it stay on it. We've got the highest retention level of anybody that talks about Relief Factor. Now, it's because it works. Plain simple. It works. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain, and take a look at the little tutorial that's there. You'll see the video right there to click on with the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, on it. It's about 2.5 minutes long. They tell you what's in it. They tell you how it works, and they tell you what it can do for you. It got rid of my pain, and I was suffering with level grade 4 and 5 pain every day of the year because of my back that I'd broken not once but twice, because of my ankle replacement that I had, which has been bothering me now, which is why I got the problems I got, but it's something unrelated to all of this. But it works. It works. It works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle, speaking of working, I woke up yesterday. I turned on the television like I normally do, and I turned it over on. I had it for some reason. I didn't have it on 13, you know, Fox 13, because I was going to watch the noontime news, which is about when I woke up. Mm-hmm. And it was on the CNBC because I was watching business. So I started to go up. You scroll it up to get to Fox News. And I stopped at CNN, and CNN was talking about the president suggesting injecting Lysol to kill the virus. People drinking Lysol, and I'm thinking to myself. I said, "Wait a minute, this can't be. Nobody would do that, right?"
Well, of course, yeah.
Because that sort of stuff can make you really sick, or it can really kill you. It can burn your insides really bad. But I decided, you know, and then I heard I had to go buy MSNBC to get the Fox, so I stopped there for just a second, and they're talking about the same thing in a different way. They're saying, well, the president says to inject disinfectant to potentially kill the virus, and then they started tearing them apart for that, and I said, I've had enough, so I flipped it up to Fox. Well, when I got to the station, I decided to take a look at the story in a little bit more detail. So I did. So I Googled, did a Google search on the title that Trump suggests we inject or drink disinfectant to kill the virus. I came up with 8 articles, and it was on the first page of Google. The sources were CNN, MSN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and The Hill, none of which will tell you the truth all of the time. Every one of those, in one form or another, is and has been fake news, right?
Well, yeah, it appears so.
So, I decided to go to the video, and I watched the video. Not once, but twice. And here's what the president said during the press conference. Now, I've got a copy of the audio here somewhere, but I was trying to find it before the show, and I must have buried it in here amongst some stuff, so I don't really see it. And it doesn't really matter because I got something else I'm going to play here in a minute anyway. But President Trump was talking about his amazement at how disinfectants kill Lysol like the virus almost instantly when you spray it on surfaces. He turned to a scientist and he asked if there was a way to do something like that with an injection to kill the virus instantly. He said it would take a large team of medical doctors and it would take time to see whether or not that could be done. Now, he did not say, and he did not tell people to go get disinfectant and inject it. He also did not tell people to drink disinfectant. He also did not say that it was safe to either inject or drink Lysol. So anybody that's got a story out there to the contrary is lying through their lying teeth.
Well, you know, Captain, this is a prime example of the power of the media, especially when the media get into lockstep about a particular narrative that they want to project onto the news cycle or onto the American people. And because you're right. So, in other words, sounds like the president is talking about, you know, the idea, the off-chance idea that we could develop a wonder drug that could kill the virus almost instantaneously inside the human body. Doesn't mean that you're injecting Lysol, which is obviously on its face a ludicrous idea. But yet they'll run with that, and then I think even Pelosi can come out and say, well, you know, he's suggesting this and all these kinds of things. And so it just gives them that ability to run with a story like that. And it's very powerful.
Well, if people don't believe that the media controls what you read and see, the CNNs, the ABCs, the CBSs, the NBCs, the MSNBCs, the Hills, the Washington Post, the things that you hear a lot of the mainstream sources always mentioning as reference. If you don't believe the media controls what we read and see, then you're living under a rock. I have never seen repeatedly, over and over again, somebody's words taken so blatantly out of context every day, all the time. And while I may not agree with everything the president says, nor should anybody, they should always question some of it, he does deserve your respect because he's the president of the United States.
Well, certainly. And you know, it's an interesting sort of thought experiment. What would things be like without, for example, a point of view of Fox News, for example? You know, what would things be like if you still had the hyper-liberal left dominating all the media that you could consume?
Now, Dave in the chat room
just threw something out here a minute ago. He says, today's Democrats are un-American, and they are not your father's Democratic Party. Well, amen to that one, because I remember the Democrats that I remember, Hubert Humphrey and President John F. Kennedy, and who is the other one? Scoop Jackson, those guys, those were, they were called Blue Dog Democrats, and they were. They always were working for the good of America. But I'm not asking for an argument. I'm not asking for a debate. I only want to point out that what President Trump actually said is not being reported accurately. And some people out there are doing this intentionally and on purpose, and they don't care. And we, the people, need to understand who these people are. We need to understand and quit watching them. If you can't, if they don't get ratings, guess what? They're not going to be on long.
Well, that's right. And so really what we've seen over recent years is that, you know, proverbial pulling back of the curtain to reveal the wizard, you know, behind the curtain, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, because there's a lot of different ways of people getting information. Certainly, things like Twitter and other social media platforms has allowed politicians to be able to go directly to the people in a way that television used to allow.
All right, I got a question from Sue, the dispatcher. Good morning, Sue. She's saying, is there any way, if we are still in crisis, that Trump can or Congress can postpone the election? Yeah, there is.
I think, yes, ultimately there could be, but that's part of the story that Joe Biden is trying to put out there,
yeah,
too.
And again, that's not true.
Well, no, of course it's not true. But if anything, the Democrats would probably love to postpone the election. They're absolutely in a tailspin here. They don't know what to do with their supposed nominee who's going to, you know, the guy who's going to be the nominee. And so they throw these things out there under the idea that, Trump is a power-hungry tyrant, so of course he's going to try to postpone the election. I wouldn't put it past him, and this kind of thing. And then it's one of those things that they try to get to take on a life of its own, but it's ludicrous on its face. But I do know this, Captain. The Constitution says the president will be inaugurated on January the 20th, 2020.
Yeah, what happens is if they don't have the election, or if the election is thrown into chaos and the House of Representatives decides the election?
Well, exactly. But mm-hmm. either way, there's the constitutional,
right.
a constitutional mandate. Yeah.
Right. And of course, Biden's been caught red-handed, you know, trying to rewrite history all the time, irrational and rooted in racism, everything that he's done, trying to tell the president about that. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing, folks. Wake the hell up. All right, we'll be right back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and myself here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. When we come back, there was a great big protest yesterday in Wisconsin, another one in Las Vegas, Nevada. My buddy Wayne Allen Root, I talked to him a little bit last night. They had a huge crowd there. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders. In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service, and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. They're limited in scope and subject to serious social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, this is David Costa, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Renegade Aviator. And by the way, he's going to be out on the air circuit again with the air shows that he flies in. They're thinking maybe next month. If not, it certainly will be in June. I'll be back out on the circuit. Now, there's some shows that might be rescheduled, especially the one down here at Sun and Fun in Lakeland. And they're talking about possibly rescheduling that one in Lakeland, Florida. And if they do, I'm going to be over there with the Renegade Aviator because that was a deal that we had worked out to begin with. I also was going to come down to Punta Gorda for the show down there, but that one I don't think they can reschedule for the rest of the year because of other things going on. And the other thing is, and I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, did you hear they're going to take the Blue Angels and the, let's see, there's the, and the Thunderbirds, and they're going to get them up there flying around different air shows for America. Well, I don't know if they're air shows, but they're going to come around and do some different fly-arounds at different military bases.
Oh, that's really great. I've seen the Blue Angels before, and it's that has hopefully lift a lot of people's spirits when they see what they can do.
Yeah. Now, this portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. What you need, a price quote, you want to find out if you can save money like I have, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And by the way, they'll insure your car, they'll insure your truck, they'll insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo, and it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too. Make sure that you bundle the insurance together, your homeowners and your car insurance. You get a tremendous discount. You can save money just like I do. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Well, Kyle, I want you to listen to something here. This is Dr. Oz on Fox, and he was asked about New York City, and he was asked about the statistics, and the statistics that he, then he's a statistics guy. He's been doing all of that. He's been watching the numbers. Listen to what he says about the difference between what you hear from a Governor Cuomo, a Bill de Blasio, and the actual factual numbers. Listen to this.
Dr.
Dr. Oz, a lot of people are wanting these antibody tests so that we can all get back to work. They did some random testing, grocery stores and shopping centers and or shopping locations in New York, and they found one in five New Yorkers had had it at some point, and they determined it's not as deadly as we first thought. Is that right?
Yeah, studying information. So New York State has a 14% infection rate, but the city, you know, is 21% of us have had it. Now, here's the thing. That's about 10 times more, the New York State number, than confirmed COVID-19 cases. So that means that if you do the math, and Governor Cuomo talked about this yesterday, then you've got a mortality rate that's more like 0.5% versus what we have been facing. Now, I want to emphasize, they really did it right in New York. They worked very carefully with federal government. They used the antibody test that we believe. So the 10 times higher incidence of being exposed to the virus compared to confirmed testing is not as great as it was, for example, in California, where we're talking about 50 times or 80 times more. But this is a really accurate number, we believe. And so if that's true, then it turns out that you can actually start to see that a lot of folks do pretty well with this virus.
Bingo!
Well, exactly.
Are you hearing that from Cuomo or de Blasio?
Well, of course not, because, you know, it just seems, Captain, that in the middle...
But wait a minute. Are you hearing that from California?
Well, no, of course not.
Yeah, because he references California in there.
Well, exactly. Exactly. In fact, what we are hearing from California is that hurry up and wait. It's going to be a while before any of these stay-at-home orders are lifted or fundamentally relaxed in any way. And so people are now looking at, well, are we going to go all the way through May?
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing. And again, businesses are literally, just literally praying for those SBA loans. They're praying for the ability, to keep the roof over their head, basically. This is big time.
Now, do you want to hear something from another country heard from? Kind of stupid. The former Secretary of State, John Kerry. Listen to these stupid comments.
But most challenging, perhaps, of all, getting beyond the pandemic of coronavirus, is climate crisis. And the climate crisis could not be more real.
What didn't he have to drink this morning? Or maybe he did have something to drink. Maybe he had a little vodka or something. I mean, these people, they won't give up. They won't give up.
Well, no, and I think, Captain, it's because they see it as a way of sort of triangulating onto all the stuff that they have tried to push on us in the past. And this is why I think you see some of the, you know, people in the squad or, you know, very far left, you know, and or Clyburn, for example. This is the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
He can implement our vision now, and we can use this as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, goodness gracious me, that's just, you know, we're not...
Now, here is your governor who likes to trash the president any chance he gets, but in this particular case, listen to what he said, California Governor Newsom.
I also want to just thank, yesterday announced that the president was extending support for new swabs to get more specimens, increase our testing capacity. We got word today that 100,000 swabs that he committed this week, 90,000 are arriving, and we'll start to distribute them in the next day or so. That's very encouraging. I know it's not the 100,000, but they told me they'll make up for that 10,000 next week when the 250,000 arrives. So, conversation, commitment, promise made, promise kept, 90,000 on the way, be distributed tomorrow.
So my whole point with all of this that I just played, these three little clips back to back to back, is the fact that what the ABCs, the CBSs, the NBCs, the MSNBCs, the Hills, the Washington Posts of the world, and the CNNs are all playing and trying to put out there is a concerted effort to do anything they can to hurt this president because they have an agenda. And their agenda is to get this president out of office and bring another Democrat in for God knows whatever reason. Oh, and by the way, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer wants to start advertising on some of the networks, including Fox, to try to raise the image of the senators.
Well, they could do that themselves by, I don't know, doing great stuff. You know, it doesn't take, you know, it's not a rocket scientist who has to come in and tell Chucky Schumer that, you know, hey, just, you know, have integrity, work together. You know, Captain, if Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were to meet with the president, go out and stand 6 feet apart at the microphone and say, we are working together for the good of the American people. We have one leader. We speak with one voice at one time. You know, that might raise their estimation and some people's ideas. You know, it's just that simple. But again, they don't. But otherwise, they got to try to fool you into that. I guess that's their.
Yeah, and Steve in Thailand just put this message out in the chat room. He says, "I think the fake news and misleading of people by the Democratic liberals and mainstream media is a result of degraduation of morality in the U.S., and I believe this is a result of Americans becoming less religious and fewer people identifying with a religion as time goes on." Well, it might be because they think nothing of lying.
Well, that's true. And at another time in America, Captain, you might hear our leaders, not just the president, President Trump in this case, but you might hear a majority of our leaders saying things like, okay, well, we're going to be praying that we're going to get through this.
Well,
you know, God has blessed us in the past.
I've lived through some things in my lifetime, and I'll just go back to John F. Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear any of this dissension coming from the other side during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the other side at that time was the Republican Party. We were all one. We were all on the same wavelength. We went after Russia with a freaking hammer after Khrushchev came to the United Nations, took his shoe off, and pounded on the table and said, "We will bury you," like that. You remember that?
I remember Khrushchev.
People forget about that. And that's what Khrushchev said. Well, guess what? The Chinese are doing the same thing right now, attempting to, with the help of people like George Soros and the deep state. And yes, folks, there's a deep state. It's still there in Washington, D.C., and we have not cleaned it out yet. Donald Trump is trying to do that.
Well, you're right, Captain. And also back during the, for example, as you mentioned, Cuban Missile Crisis, you didn't have politicians that had tentacles, you know, coming at them or some kind of connections into countries that don't like us very much. And they, in other words, they were more focused on the American way of life. Today it's a little bit different with all these deals and who's getting mm-hmm. rich and all this stuff and even the stuff we've heard about Joe Biden and his son with China. All this stuff, I mean, that enters into all this.
Mm-hmm. And I was just watching AOC give her speech in Congress. It just was over my right shoulder on the television. I looked over just in time. She looked like she was conducting a symphony orchestra.
I think this is where she was saying that she was going to vote against the $484 billion
and she did.
Relief package. She did vote against it.
Yeah, one of the things she said is she did not want to further the agenda of the President of the United States. And again, here we go. And if you don't think that left wing of the Democratic Party is not trying to run things right now, then you have no clue what's going on in America. They are, and they're scared to death. The rank-and-file Democrats are scared to death of people like AOC, of Omar, of Tlaib, and of Presley. They're scared to death of that bunch because they know they've got followers.
Exactly. Yeah, she was full of a lot of sound and fury, but signifying nothing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're going to come right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways out there because that's what we do in this part of the show. It'll be brought to you by the Pilot or Flying J, closest to you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast overnight here live. And this show is heard all weekend long at various times on stations all across America. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi.
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and get ready. It's time for a Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J. Closest to you, pull on in there. America's largest truck stop, and yep, they're still open for business and going strong. And here we go. Floor.
Floyd, the original Eddie Floyd, and that is Knock on Wood, and that's an oldie but goodie, not to be confused with our friend Eddie Floyd out there in Reno, Nevada, who I think is listening to us right now. So that's Eddie Floyd doing that song, and of course, that was many years ago. Many of us remember that one. Okay, here we go. Kyle, I'm going to bring you into the mix here. You're told by your governor you can't go outside. You got to shelter at home, shelter in place, can't take advantage of the fact that you got some 100-degree weather out there to the east of you, because I'm looking at it. The entire eastern part of California, right up against Las Vegas and the western part of Arizona, around, not Flagstaff, but over there, Kingman, Arizona, and then straight on down to Yuma. Is that Yuma? Yeah, Yuma right there. And then Phoenix, you've got 100-degree plus temperatures, which is exactly what the doctor ordered when he called for getting rid of the coronavirus.
Well, exactly. That's right. Our stay-at-home orders are still in effect, and the parks and places where people would typically be able to go, certainly the beaches, are closed. But up in Ventura County, I think they've had a little bit of relaxation to be able to get out to the beach. But overall, that's right, Captain. It's hard to stay inside when the weather heats up like this, and then of course we'll have air conditioners turned on, and then we'll have some power problems. I hate to forecast that.
And by the way, according to the chat room here, and according to Steve, he just sent a picture of his dog is very happy. He liked that song.
I love it. It looks like a Samoyed.
It is. Yeah. I think it is. Yep. Quite a good-looking dog there, Steve. Okay, now, severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail and tornadoes, heavy rainfall, flash floodings are going to continue over the lower Mississippi Valley into Saturday morning. We currently have a severe storm, thunderstorm warning and threat in the southeastern corner of Arkansas, just above the Louisiana line, and it is very close to moving across south of Memphis over into Mississippi. And that is an area that earlier was over, was over in northeastern Texas. So it's moved across the little corner of Louisiana and part of Arkansas, and it's now in the southeastern corner of Arkansas, but it is a severe thunderstorm warning and flood warning that's in all of that right there. You see it?
I do, and we do have a couple of very strong or severe storms that are going on in the last hour or so that we have the information on just south of Vicksburg there in Mississippi.
Yeah, and that's where it looks like it's at right now. Also, rain in the southwestern corner of Missouri tonight. So if you're headed up that way, you're going to find some rain. Joplin, Springfield, and Branson, Missouri, right now. And out there, again, by you, the heat, I mean, what can I tell you? The high desert and right there, your area out there through Ontario and, gee whiz, I-10, I-8, I-40, once you get out there about Barstow, you're going to be in 100-plus degree weather all the way certainly to Kingman, Arizona, and then as you start climbing, it'll cool off as you get up towards Flagstaff. It'll cool off and you're out of it. Now, there's some wind in Nevada tonight, Reno south, and just south of Lake Tahoe down through there. Also, you got, looks like another system could be coming into Washington State and Oregon over the weekend. We do have some unsettled weather conditions in the southeastern, well, that's not southeastern, that's New Jersey, northern part of New Jersey and southeastern corner of Pennsylvania. And then there's some weather off the coast of Florida still, remnants of what came through here yesterday and was with us last night. We had tornado watches and warnings bouncing around all night last night and then part of the day today. But it is what it is, and that is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Excessive heat, of course, triple-digit temperatures. If you think it's warm when it's 90 degrees, get out there on the tarmac in Phoenix. Like I remember, I was out there. I think they call that the Sky Airport, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and I was out there and had to sit on the tarmac with a government load that we were babysitting, waiting to go on an aircraft to go overseas. And it was like 118 degrees, and we could not get out of the vehicle. That's how hot it was. And when we did, it was like somebody was trying to light a fire to your face.
Yes, exactly. It gets hot.
Yep. So anyway, there you go. Now, and there's Maria from Germany. Oh, hello, Maria from Germany. She's looking at the dog, saying it's a sweetie. All right. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report, folks, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, the Pilots, the travel centers, they're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You used to run in there. If you're lucky, you grabbed a hot dog, cup of coffee, a soda, out the door and gone. Now, you'll find an Arby's. You could find a full-service Dairy Queen. You also will find a McDonald's or maybe even a Wendy's. Could find a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. You get to order what you want, and out the door you go. They're still not letting anybody sit in there, but they got seats outdoors. That's what they've done now to go along with this thing. Got them spread apart there, the 6 feet tables outdoors. And, of course, the Denny's and the Huddle Houses and the Moe's Southwest Grills are in the big Flying J truck stops. And in their case, it depends on where you're at. You might have some limited seating inside, but again, seating outdoors certainly, and not a bad deal. Shower, you need a shower, got it. Laundry, yep, got it. Shops are open where they have the shops, and trucks washes are open where they have the truck washes. So there you go, because it's a vital thing. And this is what I don't understand, Kyle. Why in the hell did they close the car washes when you don't even see anybody?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And I think, Captain, when we come out of this whole thing, I think so many people will be saying the same kind of thing. We're not paying teachers enough, and we're not paying truckers enough, because they're keeping the food to come to our tables. That's for sure.
Well, my car wash that I use is an automatic car wash. I pay a subscription service, and by the way, they didn't charge me last month because I didn't get to use it at all, so I get a free month on them. But I just drive up to the automatic car wash, and they say, okay, pull up, stop, stop, stop. I never see them. I'm in the vehicle, never get out. And then the little chain pulls me through the car wash as it washes my vehicle. Does a very good job, and I get as many car washes as I want per month. And I never see anybody. I never get near anybody. Why did they close that down? Why did they say, oh, it's not essential?
Well, it's exactly. You know, it's hard to determine how they're making these determinations.
Well, they screwed up on that one.
Well, sure. Yeah, because, again, you know, again, we could always sort of gauge this by we can walk into a grocery store and stand next to people more or less 6 feet apart and get our groceries, but you can't get your truck washed. I mean,
and then you got the ones with the magic wands, right, where you stand outside, okay, and you throw the quarters in the machine, you go inside and you wash it. What's wrong with that? I guess what they were thinking, maybe some of these politicians were thinking, well, you know, the car wash is where you pull in there and five people climb in the back of your car, wipe everything down, and then they get it done and all that. There's very few of those type car washes left anymore. Very few.
Well, sure, and if you're at a self-car wash, it seems like you're sort of distanced already from other people because you're over in a particular stall, someone's in another stall somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. So, who knows? But anyway, we're going to tease a little something here because we talked a little bit, we didn't really get into the details about the big protest that they had yesterday. Of course, there's a poll out there right now that shows that half of the Latino voters approve of President Trump's coronavirus response, and the White House is not going to stop the border wall construction. They are still building away down there in the Mexican border, Kyle.
That's what we hear, and you know, that's something that can go on evidently even during the pandemic crisis.
Yeah, and it is in fact going on, and they are making some progress. And of course, it looks like as if our debt this year is going to grow to $3.7 trillion with all the virus spending going on. And by the way, the second series of checks yesterday did go out on the 24th as scheduled. A lot of people got the checks yesterday. I got mine. And everybody in my neighborhood got theirs, so I don't know what was going on. But when I told you I checked it, they asked me for my zip code when it was in the computer. But now you can't get in the IRS computer this weekend. It's down all weekend long, so they can upgrade it. And the unemployment computer, they're backed up so far, I don't know what they're going to do. But hold that thought, Kyle. We'll be right back, folks, right after the top of the hour news. Hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.